This week's episode of If I Was a Betting Man is brought to you by Draft.com. Do you like fantasy sports but don't want to commit to a whole season? On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? Play for cold, hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. And all If I Was a Betting Man listeners get a free entry into a real money football draft when you make your first deposit. Just use the promo code BETTINGMAN. That's right, play a real money game for free just for using the promo code BETTINGMAN when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code BETTINGMAN today. This week, several unlikely 2-0 teams around the NFL. Which teams will stay undefeated in week 3? A new NFL MVP candidate emerges. And are the Cowboys better than we thought, or are the Giants worse? All this week on If I Was a Betting Man! Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I think this is our first episode. We've done a few out of the country, and now we're in my hometown of Staten Island.
Yeah, you're back on the island.
Yeah.
How's it going? Are you mingling with the people?
Nah, no mingling. Just see what's on today. I'll probably mingle tomorrow. Although I got off the bus, they changed all the bus schedules on Staten Island, and I fell asleep on the bus coming from the city, and I wound up legitimately nowhere near my mom's house, and I probably walked for a good 8 miles.
Oh my! 8 miles?
Just a week. Yeah, it was like Eminem.
It's so humid out, too. That must have been brutal.
It was nice. A little stroll down memory lane.
Nice.
I like how you right away shitted on the Giants.
Yeah. It was the first thing I thought of. The Giants not looking so good, starting at 0-2 on the year. What are you thinking so far?
For the second year in a row, obviously.
Right.
And again, I feel like we're in circles again because it's the same argument. Again, Eli Manning has no protection. And again, Giants fans are blaming Eli Manning, but it just doesn't make sense. I understand Eli Manning is not, you know, a spring chicken, and yes, he has not looked good in a few years. But our main problem is still the offensive line.
Right.
It's very clear to me. And I don't know how that changes. And guess what? The Cowboys did not look like a good team either. We even might have been looking at two teams that might not be really good. And I might have been wrong about the Cowboys, and I hope I am wrong about the Cowboys, because I thought that team would be hopefully in the race to win the division. But it looks like I'm going to be wrong on that. But the Giants did not look right. 0-3 is a death sentence. If they do it 2 years in a row, I mean, then you have to question, was Barkley the right decision? Should they have already put in that quarterback? Because then, obviously, we're back to where we were last year.
I think we are
going to need a quarterback.
I think Barkley is the right decision. I think that they should have taken Barkley, you know, no matter what. I think whatever the state of your team is at this point, Barkley is, I mean, you basically have a great running back for very limited money for 3 years. So, yeah. I mean, if they bolster the offensive line, you still have a very experienced Super Bowl winning quarterback
Actually, John, I have to correct you on one thing, and I would, you know, because of where Barkley was picked, he is actually right now the third highest paid running back in the league.
Right. Yep.
So that's why most teams don't like to pick running backs for that. So that's where the Giants put themselves in a little predicament, but I still like the pick. The thing that's a little shaky is, again, this offensive line. It's just bad. Eric Flowers is not a good player.
No, there's a couple guys that should probably go on the offensive line, but I mean, it's not going to happen. That's one of the things, you know, we talked about this last season a lot. You know, you can't, if you start the season with the offensive line you have, there's not guys sitting around that you can pick up. You know what I mean? The offensive line that you start with is the offensive line that you have to finish the season with. You could get a workable retread, you know, a guy that hasn't been picked up by anybody. But offensive lines get so banged up. Basically, you know, game one, you know, in the preseason game one, you know exactly what your line's going to be for the year. And if it's bad, there's no way they're going to be good by the end of the year. You know, if they're making bad decisions, if they're out of shape, sometimes they can play into shape, but the most likely situation is they're going to get hurt and you're going to have bigger holes. So,
and a situation with these offensive lines, and I think an issue the Giants have had specifically in the last few years is what seems to happen is offensive lines also need to play together for a few years. And that also means that you have to get a bunch of guys that at least can play decent together and maybe build a repertoire to become great. And the Giants just every year are starting from square one.
Right.
And an offensive line is never going to get anywhere if they don't have that continuity together. Like it doesn't really happen where you see a team just put together an offensive line and it works. No. Usually it's a team that's built an offensive line and maybe the first year they play okay and they progressively get better. Like the Cowboys, like the Eagles, you know, teams like that. It's just tough, man. And, you know, everyone talks about the Giants in 2011 when they won. Yeah, that was one of the offensive line wasn't good at running. But Eli Manning had a lot of time to pass the ball back then.
Absolutely.
And Eli Manning has always needed time.
Even against elite defenses, that line gave him time. They found a way. And I think that's the other thing that the Giants are experiencing is they have a new coach. And however good or bad he is, we really have no idea. But that takes time too. You know, it's going to be a tough year for the Giants. And they may still be, you know, in the mix at the end of the year, especially if the Eagles continue to sputter. We'll see.
Well, you know, I love the Giants this week because if they start 0-3 again, it's all over with.
That's why you love them? That's not a good reason to put money on the Giants.
No, it's a terrible reason. It's a terrible reason. But, you know, and that's the reason why, listen, I want to, one, give you bravo. We didn't get to have a podcast last week or talk, but bravo to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So they look decent.
Yeah.
And they're going to get, they're at home against the Raiders, and a 3-0 start is, it's right there for the Dolphins.
No, that's real. A 3-0 start is real. I'm not a huge Gase fan. It's funny how much announcers like to say they really like Gase. He hasn't really shown me anything so far besides a willingness to get rid of talent. And it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. I think they have the pieces. I think they can be a playoff team. Especially if Belichick doesn't mind losing for another couple weeks. As he didn't seem to mind losing last week against what looked like a better team in the Jaguars.
Hey, did you see that that Belichick with ESPN dropped that a little bit of a bombshell today? That new book that's coming out.
Yeah,
that's pretty interesting.
I'm gonna read that book.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna read it.
Out of hatred.
Kavanaugh looks good.
No, they do. They look really good, and it's going to come down to the same thing it came down to last year. It's going to come down to Blake Bortles is a strange quarterback because he is versatile. He can do a lot of things that makes a defensive line get on their heels. You know what I mean? He can rush at any time. He's a great big dude. He can take contact and he can throw, but he makes mistakes when he does. He can't throw consistently for, you know, an entire game, especially if it's a playoff situation, and, you know, be incredibly effective. So it'll be interesting. And the other interesting thing about that is Fournette gone, and you didn't even notice.
No, you didn't.
It's crazy. It's crazy that he was gone and that it really did not impact them at all. They were in charge that entire game. I watched the entire game. It was a fun game to watch, obviously, because I love watching the Patriots lose.
It was a great game. And listen, that Jacksonville defense is really good. And I was really on top of Jacksonville last week. I'm really upset that we didn't have a podcast last week because they were my best bet. Jacksonville, I really thought they were going to come in there and they were going to knock down the Patriots. And I know it's early, It's very early, but you know what? In the last 7 years, Joe Flacco has won a Super Bowl. Eli Manning has won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl. I'm just saying, that defense is good enough, and if Blake Bortles could just play decent football, that team is going to be right there in the end.
I agree with you.
It's just,
I think they have a good coach. I think that, I mean, whatever you say about Blake Bortles, and if Fournette is healthy, I mean, they're depth on offense is scary, and it's hard to coach against. I think that they're just an odd team that you just have difficulty. You know, it's like what Belichick does. He picks a couple of things and focuses on them. When it's the Jaguars, you can't focus on a weak point. You know, you make Bortles throw, he's still going to score touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if they have the lead and it's the fourth quarter, goodbye, because they can run the ball. If when Fournette's healthy, they can just kill clock and manufacture first downs on third down over and over again in a way that is maddening and could be very effective. And like I said, they're a well-coached team. I do want to, what I want to do, there's a courtesy of mybookie.com, there's a series of specials that I think give a good recap of week two that will lead us into good conversations on week three. First of all, did you hear about Josh Gordon going to the Patriots today?
Oh, yes, I did.
That's very interesting to me.
It really is.
What do you think? You think he's going to be effective? I mean, they have no receivers. They have...
I mean, here's the thing. I've thought that Josh Gordon should be effective the last 5 years. And I guess if there's any place that he could turn around, it would be with New England. But I'll take it with a grain of salt. I don't think the Patriots gave up a lot, and I think it's worth the shot of if he is an unbelievable talent, and if somehow
he
they
was.
Can even harness that, yes, and if they can harness that for a couple of weeks, they might have something. Especially with Edelman coming back, it could be something. I'm not going to take it as much until I see him prove it. I'm not going to go crazy about it, and I think honestly, for the Browns, it was also an addition by subtraction.
I agree.
You know, like sometimes you just need to get rid of that player, and maybe it'll work on both sides, but, you know, I don't know.
I mean, the way they talked about him, you know, you didn't watch Hard Knocks, but I watched Hard Knocks, and the way they talked about him on Hard Knocks, Hugh Jackson, you know, when he showed up after, you know, when he showed up late to camp, and he's saying to the GM, the Eagle has landed, as if he's going to be this glorious talent that's going to come in and change their program. Their attitude towards him was wrong. They needed to be like, well, Gordon showed up. Let's see what we get from him. You know, not this great talent. He hasn't played in the NFL in 5 years. If he's good, it's a shock. If he's good, it's surprising. The most likely thing is he's out of shape. I mean, he looks like he's in great shape, but not playing in the NFL for a long period of time usually doesn't mean you can jump right back into it. You know what I mean?
No, this isn't played in 5 years.
Right. This is not when my old man used to play me in 8-ball on New Year's Eve and kill me after he didn't play since the last New Year's Eve when I was a teenager. You know what I mean? This is football in the NFL. This isn't something you can jump right back into.
No.
Okay, so let's do some of these props. Some of these are crazy because, you know, they're irrational reactions to teams that are 2-0. They're trying to get idiot fanboys to buy on to teams going undefeated on the season or going
sort of like when an idiot when the Mets are 11-1 bets someone that the Mets will finish with a better record than the Yankees this year.
Did you pay AJ on that bet yet? Because maybe you should.
Well, that's not AJ. That's our friend Matt, and that's why we have to go to that Yankee Oakland game.
Oh, is that right? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well,
11-1 Mets. So let's hear some of these.
Okay, so first one: will the Browns go 0-15-1 on the season? Yes is
no.
Yes is a +800 bet.
No, they won't.
Yeah,
I would take that. I would take that in a heartbeat. They're going to win tomorrow night.
Right. You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to win tomorrow night.
I
have this feeling that tomorrow night's the night. They're going to win.
So that's interesting. The line.
Their first primetime game in what? Maybe 5 years.
Yeah, right.
They're going to win it.
The line on that game is, and they're really loving that Hard Knocks bump in ratings. The line on that game is the Browns by 3. And the over is 40.5.
So on my line, the over has dropped to 39.5. So people really like that under in that game. But
right.
I wouldn't touch that anyway, but I think the Browns are going to beat the Jets tomorrow. I think the Jets are just, this is 2 weeks in a row where the Jets are playing a little bit on short rest, and I think it's going to catch up to them.
I would agree with that. At the same time, I think that this game could be a game that is comes down to 3 points, and it's probably going to be gross to watch. I'm going to watch it because it's on Thursday night. But
yeah.
I mean, it's going to be I think it's going to be a gross game, and it's going to be like, it's going to come down to a field goal at the end.
No, I agree with you. If I do take the Browns, I would probably buy the 0.5 and take it a 2.5.
That's probably the smart thing to do. Okay, so
yeah.
Will the Bills go 0-16 this year? Yes.
No.
Yes is plus 500. I'll tell you what. So I don't know if you saw, but there's this whole thing with LeSean McCoy and his kid. He's being investigated by the NFL. Right now, that's not a good look for him. I could see that coming down to haunt him. Also, in the towards the end of the season, middle to end of the season. Also, he hasn't looked good so far. The Bills on offense have no one. They have no quarterback. They have McCoy, but they have no line. The Bills look like a team that. It's like the plot of The Producers. Is there a way they can make money by being this bad? I mean, they...
Well, it's just funny because, I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's really interesting to see a team just looking at. I still think Josh Allen will be a good quarterback, but he needed a year or two to sit on the bench.
Right. I mean,
and
it takes a lot of mental... toughness to come into the NFL as a rookie and fail and still be good. Maybe he's got it, but we've seen a lot of tough guys come into the league and fail and never have it never materializes, especially when he's going to get hit so many times this year. I mean, the rules aren't what they used to be when it was David Carr playing for the Texans, and if you say hut in a room with him, he just, you know, goes into the fetal position to this day. But, I mean, I just don't think that it's going to be a good look for them. And it's really hard to turn a quarterback around when he's got nobody to teach him how to play. You know, there's no good quarterback. There's no, journeyman quarterback around that he can learn anything from. Nathan Peterman isn't teaching him anything. They probably, they're in direct competition. They probably don't get along very well. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think 0-16 to, $100 bet pays $500. I think 0-16 is a definitive possibility. I haven't looked at their schedule, but I mean, I could see the Browns trouncing them. I mean, what are the worst teams in the NFL this year? Arizona. I don't know if they play Arizona, but I could see Arizona trouncing them.
The Bills don't play Arizona. The Bills this year, the AFC is playing the NFC Central.
Right.
Oh, the North, I'm sorry. Whatever they call it now.
Right.
So the Bills are in trouble because they're playing a second place schedule. So the Bills are in trouble. But I still think they'll win one or two games.
I don't think it's likely right now. I really don't. I think it's unlikely right now. The next one, I don't even want to. Will the Dolphins go 16-0? It's a $100 bet.
How much would that pay?
$100 bet pays $2,700.
Hey, let me ask something. Would the 74 Dolphins root against that?
72. 72 Dolphins.
72, sorry. Would the 72 Dolphins root against that?
Probably. It's so funny. Every time there's a team that's close, they like have a camera in these guys' living rooms, And every time that the team loses, that, you know, the guys are excited. They're like, yes, still got it. And I, for one, appreciate that. I think that's great. I think that they would.
I love it.
I don't know. I mean, I think that they want to hold on to that, that, you know, incredibly rare distinction of going undefeated in an NFL season as the 72 Dolphins.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Will Le'Veon Bell play in the 2018-19 season?
No. You know why? I have him on fantasy.
Wow.
Go ahead. By the way, speaking of teams falling apart, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Antonio Brown, not happy either.
No, not happy. Fighting with his coaches on the sideline, not putting up great numbers yet, but when Roethlisberger is playing this poorly, I guess that's kind of to be expected. You know, we said earlier, or I did anyway, that this is the last chance the Steelers have at a Super Bowl for a while. If they don't do it, I think the team is liquidated at the end of the year. I think you see Roethlisberger retire after this year. Bell is obviously going to be gone. There are definitely some pieces. They have a good defense. They have this Connor kid who is playing great so far, much to Le'Veon Bell's chagrin. I'm sure Bell is watching the games and he's pissed off at how well this replacement guy is playing. But Roethlisberger, you know, I think the thing with him is he's old. And he doesn't do all of the workouts that you have to do because they're too exhausting for him. And he sort of was planning on playing into shape. And it's not going to be a good look for him at his age. I think the way he plays the position and the way he draws contact, I think he's just going to be banged up all year. I think he's going to be behind the eight ball to be at peak performance. And I picked them to get to the Super Bowl this year just because I thought that it was their last chance to, you know, to get there.
You and me both.
And now I don't see it. I think we will see them in playoff shape at the end of the season, and I do think Bell will play for them after the nine game. Otherwise, he has to forfeit a fortune, which he's forfeiting every week right now. So
yeah, doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. This is his time to audition. He will get a contract somewhere, but it won't be as big as if he played for them. The only thing I can think he'd be thinking is they're going to run him into the ground, which if I was the offensive coordinator, I might be tempted to do that. I don't know.
I just don't get with Bell, and I respect his decision. I just don't get if he would have played this year, right? He was guaranteed $15 million.
Right.
Is he really going to get that much guaranteed money? I mean, isn't it worth taking this $15 million and maybe see if it's not a good contract, being like, you know what, F it, I retire. But he would have had 15 more million. He's made, listen, say what you want about the Steelers and not giving him. In the last 3 years, if he would have signed this contract, that would have been, in 3 years, he would have made $45 million guaranteed. It's not like the Steelers haven't been paying him.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm a little perturbed by Le'Veon Bell and what he feels should happen here.
But he would have also gotten a signing bonus that would have been a huge bump, which he's not getting, obviously, when he gets the franchise tag.
Yes.
He would have gotten, you know, there's a lot of things, and also he's earned a contract, at least in his mind. The thing that he's not, I think, the thing that he should be considering a little bit more than he is that. He's only got a small amount of time to make all this money, and he's giving up basically an entire season of paydays. And I think that's going to come back to haunt him. He's not a guy who, he's been holding out from training camp because he's been, you know, slapped with a franchise tag. And so he shows up and out of shape. He plays into shape, which generally leads to injuries that can nag for, you know, 2/3 of the season, which is, I think, what we saw last year. I think it's a miscalculation. I think this is a situation where he should have not listened to his agent.
I agree with you.
And done what is the practical thing, which is to take the money.
If he's smart, he comes back by week four or week five. Maybe he needed a four-week break. Maybe he wanted to do what he's done the last 2 years. The last 2 years he hasn't played since week five. So maybe this was another, you know what, just a few weeks. Waiting until week 10, I think, is really a big mistake.
Plus, they're not going to come begging. That, you know, the Steelers organization is not going to come. Please, they're not going to come to him and say, "Okay, please play for us. We'll give you a little bit more money. We'll give you a 1 year deal." They're not going to do that. They have a serviceable backup. You know, there's a chance that Connor could get hurt, but I honestly think that week four is probably about right where he'll come back. And when he comes back, don't expect him to light the world on fire. He's probably not going to be in NFL shape for another 3 or 4 weeks after that.
Hey, by the way, did you see Space Jam? What LeBron's going to happen?
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. Honestly, I don't have everybody. I think I missed Space Jam. I think I'm a little bit too old for Space Jam. I never had this.
You never seen Space Jam?
I saw it once. I saw it one time right when it came out, I believe on video. I think we rented the video from Hollywood Video.
I guess you were a little too old. But I was probably like 12 or 13. So you might have been a little too old to care.
Right. Oh, another home run. Oh, no, they're showing a replay. Yeah, damn it. Still 4-1 Yankees. We're recording this, obviously, on Thursday night as Price again falls apart.
Well, that's what's always going to happen when it's a big game situation. Always.
I love it.
Always. I love it.
He's pitched well. He's pitched well since the All-Star break.
Oh, no, listen. He pitches well, and he's earned his money. He has that huge contract. He cannot win in big situations. I mean, just some people just can't do it.
Well, plus it was great. He looked all shaky on the mound, and then he was doing this thing where he set his stance, and then he shuffled a little bit, and then he set his stance again, and the umpire came out and yelled at him. I mean, it was just like the perfect time. He was like, "You can't set your stance and then shake it off and set it again." And I was like, he was like, "Or I'm going to call you for a balk." And I was like, "Oh, I love this. What a great thing for an opposing pitcher to hear from the ump when he's shaken up right after he gives up three runs. I love it." Okay.
He's got such a I'm watching it right now. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I've never seen the ump come out and tell somebody to, you know, knock off a behavior. I've only seen him call the balk and then the pitching coach come out and tell him this is why. Okay, will Le'Veon Bell be traded before the October 30th deadline?
I don't see any teams picking him up with that salary. That's really hard for a team it would be interesting to see, but what team would have that cap room? Because obviously I don't know if they would pick up the franchise. I don't know how that works.
They would have to have an injury that would be covered by insurance, right? If I'm a franchise, I am not picking up this guy who I don't know if he's worked out. You know what I mean? I want the guy to come to my training camp, go through camp. If he's weak, you have time to get him ready to play. I'm not going to take a flyer on this guy and just think, oh, we're going to have a guy who...
Oh, that's out. That's out, John.
That's out. Voight with two home runs today against Price. I love that kid.
This kid is good.
He is good, man. There are so many good young Yankee players.
I hate you fucking guys. He's good. He has a good build, too. Do you know what I mean?
He's got a great first baseman build. He's like an old-school first baseman. He's a jacked guy, and he's not a great defensive first baseman. There was a fly ball earlier, a very high fly ball, and he went out to catch it, and then he just pointed to Torres and said, "Nah, you get it." He ran all the way over to 15 feet from first base, Torres, and caught the ball. Because Voight was like, "Nah."
You go get that.
You
and
get
I love
that.
He looks like he's from like Staten Island with the chain. His shirt's like half button. He's showing all his money. I like him.
Yeah. Well, and it's very humid out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like him because he looks like he's from Staten Island. So anyway, Le'Veon Bell traded before the deadline. Yes is plus 110. Which is not going to happen. I'm surprised that's not higher. No is negative.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No is -150, which seems like free money.
Ooh, I would take the no.
Yeah. Seems like free
That's
money.
That's a great bet.
Well, you can make it courtesy of an organization that does not sponsor us, which is MyBookie. MyBookie.
MyBookie is good. They sponsor, I can't think of his name right now, but I really like. Funny Italian guy. Vicky Benedetto. Yeah.
I don't know who that is. And honestly, you're... I can only understand some of the things you say. We don't have a great connection, but we're making it work. Will Dez Bryant play in the 2018-19 season?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he'll play.
Where?
I'm not sure where yet, but he will play. Someone will pick him up at some point. He's too good of a talent. Someone will pick him up.
So the Patriots picked up Gordon, which means that they're probably not going to take another semi-washed-up wide receiver.
It just means to me that maybe the Browns will take a shot on him now.
Yeah, I would say. So that's the next line is what team will Dez Bryant play on? I mean, he went during Hard Knocks during the preseason and worked out for the Browns, and they didn't take him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's likely, but according to my bookie, they're the most likely team to take him at -170. Then it goes to the Titans. I mean, they do need work at receiver at +400.
The Titans need a lot.
They need a lot. Honestly, I thought that they were going to be much better. They look bad.
They're just such a fucking boring team to watch. I just hate watching boring teams.
Yeah,
and I'm happy when those teams are not good. The NFL doesn't need to become any more boring.
Do you really think that the season's been boring so far?
When I'm watching Giant games, yes. The Giants aren't only losing, they're just boring to watch. And that's always terrible. Like, I don't mind watching a team that's at least exciting to watch. And if they lose, whatever. But to watch the Giants is just, I fell asleep before halftime. Like, I was just, this is terrible. I don't want to watch it. But I think, like, the Chiefs-Chargers game was great week one. Patriots-Jaguars was a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
And what game did we watch? You know what? That Raider game wasn't that bad this week.
No.
Derek Carr was the first person to ever complete over 90% of his passes of over more than 30 reception. That's pretty impressive.
I mean, it looks like Gruden has spent his entire time as a coach working on Derek Carr, which is necessary, right? But the rest of the team is lost. I mean, it's crazy. Their number one receiver is the tight end who I have on my fantasy team, who has been amazing in that Cook
Amari
kid.
Cooper had a really good second game, but
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, that's right. The second game, Cook only had his progress went, or his.
I think. Listen, I personally think the Raiders will beat your Dolphins this week. And
really?
The ship a little. Yes.
Maybe that's our bet this week.
Oh, that would be a fun bet.
Okay, this one's fun. Speaking of Josh Gordon. Will Josh Gordon do a puff puff pass TD celebration? And there's a note from my bookie that says Gordon must smoke the football like a blunt.
Oh God!
There's no way. There's no way he's gonna do that. That would be, I mean, not a chance.
He would only do that if that means he has 18 touchdowns on the year.
Right.
And
he's already cemented. Yeah. He's already cemented. A contract for next year. He's got nothing. Yeah. He's got nothing right now. Okay. What was the next one that I wanted to talk about? There's so many stupid ones. Will the Denver Broncos go 16-0? No. Will the Cardinals go 0-16?
No.
+1,000. Okay, this is a good one. I want to talk about this. Will Fitzpatrick pull a 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in game 3 this Sunday? Will he have another?
No. No, I don't think so.
I mean, if he does, he's already, I believe, cemented his position as the quarterback once Winston comes back from his suspension. But they're playing the Steelers on Monday Night Football. I mean, if he has 400 yards and four touchdowns again, which he's done that twice, he's got four touchdowns in each of his first two starts, and over 400 yards and an incredible passer rating. He's playing like, honestly, he's probably, after Mahomes, he's probably the second best quarterback so far this season.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Which is crazy. I mean, the odds on that would have been astronomical, and I would not have bet them. And if you were about to bet them, I would have broken your phone so that you did not bet that.
Hey, look how good Deshaun Jackson's look.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. We knew he was a good player. You know, we knew he was a good player last year, and teams don't seem to know how to use him. You know what I mean? It's like, if you've got a guy, it's like, you know, the Dolphins have a guy returning punts for years, and then Belichick picks him up and turns him into, you know, a couple of the best wide receivers in the league. He's done it, you know, most famously with Wes Welker. But, yeah. I mean, this is a guy that's incredibly talented, and he's got good hands, and he's still fast as hell. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting what happens this week. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch. It's a Monday Night Football game. I'm definitely going to watch that game. So, speaking of Mahomes, did you watch the highlights, at least, of his week two performance?
Oh, yes, I did.
The guy is
amazing.
The guy is lights out.
No, he's amazing.
So let's talk about the odds for the MVP right now, where they stand. Who do you think is the leader right now for MVP?
The leader at MVP at this very moment is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. So Aaron Rodgers is at plus, I'm way down here. I think he's at plus 450. This is a guy who may have torn his ACL. Yeah, he's at plus 450 and to win it right now. And Mahomes is at plus 600. I mean, I think a bet on Mahomes is necessary at this point. I think that's a necessary bet. I think you got to put $100 on him to win.
You know how I feel about those MVP awards and all that. It's just, you know, you bet someone, and they could be winning, like Carson Wentz was winning that award all year last year.
Right.
And he gets hurt, and then you lost your bet that was a sure one. And I just hate those MVP awards. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, it was the same thing with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was leading last year until he got hurt. And then Wentz was leading until he got hurt. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I would still say, I mean, based on how the Chiefs have played, their offensive line, how well Mahomes has played, I think that's worth taking a flyer on when all you have to do is put down $100 and you get $600 back. I mean,
It could possibly happen.
All right, so we've been going for a while already. I want to do one thing real quick. So I got a couple of special props that I think will be interesting. Who is going to be the first organization to send humans to Mars?
Wait. Say it again.
Who is going to be the first organization to send humans to the planet Mars?
It's going to be Elon Musk, SpaceX, right? Is that his company?
That is his company, and they are the most likely candidate. They're at negative 300 right now.
Okay. By the way, and this is going to sound terrible, not to jump off board, but Elon Musk is going to send this Japanese billionaire into space to go around the moon.
Right.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
And, you know, good for the Japanese billionaire. And I guess, like, it's a really, like, good step, but shouldn't this motherfucker do something else with that money? I'm just saying. There's a lot of fucking
you mean
poor
like
people
charity?
In our own fucking earth. And maybe we should start taking care of that before we fucking go around the fucking moon. I don't know. I have some issues with this stuff.
I mean, I think that that's a very responsible statement from you, Vinny, to be honest. That being said, if I was a billionaire, I might go around the moon. I might go for a trip around the moon. I might go into space.
Listen, I get it. If I was a billionaire, I'd be doing cookers and coke. So I don't think I'd be any more responsible.
That's your moon. It's much that's closer. Really and honestly, around. You don't have to be a billionaire to do it. He's probably hookers and blowed out. You know what I mean? He's probably done that. He's probably like, you know what? I did that for a minute. That lost its luster. You know, what's next? You know, you buy all the Beanie Babies. That's the next thing. And then after that, go ahead.
How much do you think this guy will spend on a bartender for this trip around the moon?
Do you think that they're going to have a bartender? I honestly doubt that they're going to have a bartender.
You don't think they're going to have a bartender on this trip around the moon?
On the spaceship. No, I don't think so. I don't think there's going to be a lot of drinking in space. That's an interesting question.
That? I mean, Whoopi Goldberg was Picard's bartender in Confident.
Hold on. You sort of broke up there, and I'm very interested on what that sentence was. Say that again.
I said Whoopi Goldberg on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, that's true.
Was Picard's bartender in Confident. So I'm just saying, Star Trek had a bartender. Why won't this SpaceX have a bartender?
Well, Star Trek had, I mean, it was like living in a expensive Brooklyn apartment in space on Star Trek The Next Generation. This is like zero gravity. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
I honestly bet there's been some drinking in space, but I think it's probably been done predominantly by Russians on the International Space Station. And I bet they don't have a lot of room on the shuttle for booze. I bet you.
And I guess booze would be dangerous because it could
flammable.
Flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
It could combust.
It could combust. So he's number one. Who would be number two? I'm assuming Amazon maybe would get into the game.
So Blue Origin, I'm not sure who owns that one, but that's another one of those startups like SpaceX who hasn't been as... I mean, it goes from negative 300 to Blue Origin, which is plus 400.
Okay.
Doesn't seem likely. Honestly, the way Elon Musk is going for the last 2 months, I don't know how much longer SpaceX is going to be a company.
Elon's okay.
Yeah? His stock is in the tank. He's smoking weed with Joe Rogan. He's going on Joe Rogan's podcast, which is not like that's the real thing that's a problem to me. Of all the podcasts to go on,
Joe Rogan is amazing. I love Joe Rogan.
All right.
Two, he was in California. Weed's legal.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's fine with me. I don't care if he smokes weed, but apparently his stockholders did. I don't know.
Ah, fuck them.
The next most likely. Organization to send humans to Mars is Boeing at plus 500. Then it goes to Space Force, which doesn't exist yet. Then it goes to Russia at plus 4,500. And then it's coming in sixth is NASA. Sixth. What happened to you, NASA?
Wow. I'm a mighty fallen.
NASA used to be the hot girl at the dance. Now nobody wants to dance with you, NASA.
I mean, NASA was the hot girl dance in 1966. Right. I'm just saying, it has been a long time.
Yeah, they had a few good dances.
I can't wait to see the Ryan Gosling movie. I'm excited.
Yeah, that looks good. I'll see that.
It does look good.
Damien Chazelle? I bet it'll be good. I can't tell you how much I loved... the movie about the drummer, his first movie, Oh my God.
The drama? Did I see that?
This is gonna, I'll tell you, Jace from San Diego is losing his mind right now.
The drama.
Yeah, the drummer. Whiplash. Ugh, that hurt.
Bro, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? That is a great, one of the great endings of any movie I've ever seen in my life.
No, never seen Whiplash.
Okay, and now for the last, I'm going to skip a few because we're running low on time, but the last player prop, or the last prop, non-sports related, that we'll talk about. Bert and Ernie announced as a gay couple by 2019. Announcement must be made by Sesame Street, according to the, this is also from My Bookie, according to My Bookie. So it can't be just like a hobo or one of your friends from Staten Island. It's got to be Sesame Street that announces that they're a gay couple.
This is ridiculous.
By 2019.
No.
No,
it's not going to happen.
No is negative 650.
It's not going to happen.
Yes is plus 450.
Muppets. They don't have sexuality. They're Muppets.
I mean, that's your opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion. They're Muppets. So hey, guess what? If they do come out, who cares? You got a fucking frog fucking a pig. We got bigger fish to fry.
Do you, you think there's something wrong with Kermit and Miss Piggy requiting their love?
Yes, I think there's something terribly wrong about that.
Huh.
Fucking, it's a little disgusting.
All right, to each his own, I guess.
Same.
All right, will there be,
it could have been a lot better.
As a follow-up, will there be an on-screen kiss on Sesame Street between Bert and Ernie?
No, they're just going to go to numbers and tell everyone what 6-9 is.
Today's number is 69.
Today's number is 69.
Sesame Street has changed. Okay, so let's do.
By the way, if anyone is a love couple, it's Big Bird and Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Bert and Ernie have been together for a long time, and honestly, if they want to keep it private, I think it's up to them. You know.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. I mean, do you want to? You want to do?
As long as you get rid of Elmo, I fucking hate that motherfucker.
I agree.
Elmo was not a part of my fucking
take.
Sesame Street. He was not a part of my Sesame Street.
Right.
That's all I'm just saying.
Right. We had Grover.
Yeah. Grover was awesome. Super Grover. Fucking great.
Grover was kind of boring.
By the way, before we get to the last thing, Captain Marvel looks great. And I love how the first thing they had to show us to make us know how 1990s it is. Was a blockbuster video.
Yeah, that was smart. That was for the preview, for the purposes of the preview, yeah. Having her crash into a blockbuster video, that was smart. It was jarring.
Yeah.
It was jarring to an audience. I was like, oh, is this literally in the town that I kind of grew up in, they just closed the last video store like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was still
bad when they closed the last one, yeah.
It was still going. The porn section just kept expanding and expanding and expanding, and then they were like, you know what? This is getting too gross. We're going to shut this thing down. All right, picks for this week. Any hot takes?
There's some
good games. I will take Miami over the Raiders.
Right.
I would take the Falcons over the Saints. I'm going to take the Broncos over the Ravens with the spread, which is plus five, which is the Ravens are favored at negative five. I'll take the Broncos. This Texans Giants game is gross. Stay away. Minnesota Vikings right now, the line is 17.
Stay away.
Stay away. I'll take the Chiefs over the 49ers. I'll take the Rams over the Chargers. Bears over the Cardinals, of course. There's no line on Cowboys Seahawks as of yet. And then
there is Cowboys a plus 1.5.
Really?
Yes.
That's tough. Stay away. Stay away. And then Patriots, of course. It's only they're only favored by 7 in Detroit. Got to take the Patriots on that. And then Steelers Bucks. That's another tough one. What do you think, Steelers Bucks?
I like the over, definitely 53.5. And it's minus 1. I don't know, the Steelers haven't looked good and the Bucks right now are playing well. I'm going to rush off judgment to that. I'd see how it was doing from how I did on Sunday. I'm leaning right now towards the Buccaneers, but I don't know why, but I'm leaning towards the Bucks.
So what do you want to do? Did you disagree with any of my picks besides Dolphins?
I disagree with the Saints.
You want to take the Saints over the Falcons?
You want to take both games this week? I'll take the Saints and the Raiders.
No, pick one.
Raiders, because just so it makes it even makes me happier when the Dolphins lose.
All right, done.
Okay, and I like the Saints. I like the Raiders. Saints, Raiders. I actually like the 49ers with the points. I think the Chiefs will win, but I like the 49ers with the points. And I actually, for some reason, have this gut feeling that the Chargers will at least cover that spread of 7. I think that's a little too high for a team that didn't have to travel this week. It's just in L.A. I think that's going to be a fun game. I think the Rams will probably win by 3.
Right now it's at 7.5 on my bookie. I would agree with that. Over a touchdown, I would take that in a second. At 7, that's a little bit tough.
You know, just because I have a feeling the Chargers might keep that close, and if Goff gets off to a slow start, it might be. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Chargers are a pretty decent team as well.
I think
I agree with you, and I agree with you with that Broncos spread. I think that's a little too high.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's going to be a nice week. Oh, and a game that I absolutely love. We didn't talk about it. I know they had a rocky week last week. I think the Eagles are going to bounce back and crush the Colts.
Interesting. So the Colts have overachieved so far, and I mean, the Eagles have looked. Nick Foles has looked terrible.
Yes, but Wentz is back.
It's going to be a tough one.
I think it's a tough one, but I think the Eagles at home last week was a tough week. I think the Eagles will bounce back. They're giving 6.5. I'll take the points. I like them a lot. I think the Eagles will win that easily.
All right. You heard it, folks. That's going to be it for this week. As always, thank you to Josh Archer, are the best friend of that this podcast ever had. Thank you to Jace, who has been emailing us. Jace from San Diego. We didn't get to his emails. Jace, don't stop emailing just because we didn't get to him. We're going to get to your email next week. We'll start with your email next week if you come up with another email. They're so well crafted every week.
I really like Josh, and I think Jace is this podcast's best friend. Yeah. Josh doesn't live in San Diego. Sorry, Josh. Jace, you're my best friend.
What a win for Jace this week. As always, thank you to draft.com and Draft the app. Last week they have this new feature on Draft where you can do an auction. It's a blind auction. It is so much fun. We did a blind auction before the 1 o'clock game started last week. Vinny wasn't paying attention, but I ended up crushing. But it was so much fun.
A little too much.
You get $100, a fake $100, and then you get to spend on all the picks. It was great. I really recommend doing it. Get Draft on your phone. Use the promo code BettingMan, one word, BettingMan, and you get a free fantasy football draft when you make your deposit. You can still also get a free fantasy baseball draft when you make a deposit, which again is a great way to while away an evening. Text your buddies, go online, sign up, do a fantasy draft. It's so much fun. All you have to deposit is, I think, $20, but throw in 40. Make it a thing. Have a nice time. You deserve it.
Throw some balls. Throw 200.
Yeah. Why not? Stop screwing around. Grow up. That's going to do it for this week. Next week, I think we're going to have AJ back to talk about the deep hole that the Patriots have dug themselves. And I also want to talk about the fact that it is 8-1 New York Yankees against the Boston Red Sox at the top of the seventh here on Wednesday night. And Severino is pitching a gem. That's going to do it for us for this week. For Vinny, I am John. Thank you for listening to If I Was a Betting Man!